Ruben.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm okay. How about you?
Working hard. So, I just want to give you an update on where we're at. Give you some feedback.
Okay.
I ducked out of my meeting because it's going to be probably last longer than sex. I have an approval.
Okay.
I have an approval, and I'm not, like I said, I'm not here to push you. I have an approval for $176,000. I'm trying to push as hard as I can on that program. I'm waiting to hear back on another.
Sorry about the rumor. I'm at Starbucks. I have to tell them something.
not a problem. I got approved for $176,600. Your goal was to net at least $100,000. Another approval where basically, just to keep you informed, I'm on your team. I'm on your mom's team. That's the team I'm on. But I keep on coming back and saying, hey, look, they're doing, August was their slowest month. And then my credit department's coming back to me and they're saying, well, no, if you actually look at some months in like May, that's really not accurate. But here's my thought process. I just want to give you my thoughts and you tell me what you'd like to do and you don't have to make a decision now. I have a great approval for you for $176,600. It's a 15-month term. I have another really good approval for you at a really, really good term. And I'm going to shoot you an email on Monday to go over the other options. That's for $150,000. Okay. That's for $150,000. Once again, really, really, really good terms. The big difference here is how much you're funding and what you're netting. If you do the $176,000, you're netting.
Yes.
You want to get around $100,000, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. So, and I'm going to shoot you an email Monday. I just don't want you to think I'm sleeping on it. So there's two basic options. If you want to do something this week, without seeing a full September bank statement, I think the highest that I can get right now for a merchant, not a merchant cash advance, is 176. So we'll call it 177. Based on your current balance, that would give you at least, and I'm going to send you an email, that would net you at least 93,000. I am exploring some other programs, and I'm going to give you all the rates and terms on Monday. I'm going to give you some other programs that could potentially get you with a merchant cash advance, get you a little higher. The whole problem with a merchant cash advance is that it takes a lot of time to fund because you're having to talk to the processor. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I got you.
So here's my thought, and I'll probably actually send you guys an email tomorrow. I'm just mentally fried, and I still got this meeting. But my thought is this. Your guys' goal, and I can understand it, your guys' goal was to net around 100 grand.
Yeah.
I think that what I would do here is this. If you guys can live with getting a little more than 90 grand, I think that's really, really close. And honestly, I would just get it done because you can get the funds in your account by Monday or Tuesday. If not, I can keep on exploring other programs for you, but I think this is without waiting till, or we can just wait till September. So if you really, really want, and it's not enough money, I can always wait for September. My whole fear, though, is that we lost an approval for you previously just because of underwriting guidelines, and I really do like this approval because it's coming very, very close to your goals. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you.
So there's no way you can push it for a little bit more, right?
I know. I'm going to shoot you a very in-depth email. I don't want you to feel like I want to give you as many options as possible, but here's the kind of thing that you're looking at. Your past lender, we had a really, really awesome approval for you guys for 225. That approval no longer exists, but that's okay. I'm not here to say anything bad about it. It is what it is. With this, your past lender, the average loan that you guys are going to get for a loan, not a cash advance, is around, it's going to be around 90 to 100 grand. That's why you got 100 grand. We're doing a lot higher. We're doing 176.
Yeah,
but I can explore other avenues, but the last thing I want to do is I just don't want you to, like, if you guys, and here's the way that I put it, and I just tell people the following. I can't make anyone sign documents. It's not my job. I am still exploring other options. But if you truly do have a need of capital, if you do have a need, I would probably suggest this program because, look, and don't take it the wrong way, I'll explore every avenue for you guys, but 176 is very, and I'm going to shoot you an email probably this evening or tomorrow morning. 176 is very, very close to your goals because you want to net at least $100,000. This loan does not require you. This loan does not require you to pay anything to Seattle Prime. Your balance is around 83. You don't have to write them a check. The other and at the same time, you're getting close to 100 grand. The other option, if you guys want, go ahead.
So we don't have to pay Seattle Prime right now.
No, with this loan, because it's bigger. So you owe Seattle Prime $83,000. When you do a refinance, you have to get at least 50 cents on the dollar. Since you owe Seattle Prime $83 isn't half of the difference between 83 and 176 is about 93 grand. So you wouldn't have to. You don't have to pay down your balance to get them. I had another approval for you for 150. Which means you would have to pay down your balance to 75 to get that loan. This loan doesn't require you to do anything. You don't have to take any money
really?
Out of it. Yeah, you don't have to. Yeah, that's the whole point.
Let's do it then.
Yeah, because you'll net. That's what I want to walk you through. The loan's for 176. So we pay off Seattle Prime, and you get the 93,000. You get 93 grand.
No, but my question is, do we have to pay Seattle Prime off or no? You told me we don't have to.
Oh, no. You don't have to pay them down. You don't have to pay them down. So that means you don't have to pay the balance down to 75. Yes, we were... Seattle Prime has what's called a UCC on your business, which is a filing that shows they have a loan. I have two loan products available, like I said. There is one loan product where I can do what's called a stack. And that means that I don't pay off Seattle Prime, and I just give you guys $100,000 to $150,000. The problem with that loan, John, is it's very, very expensive, and they're very short term because it's considered high risk. They're usually 5 to 8 month loans. The best loans
the
do.
Reason,
the, go ahead.
The reason why is because the Seattle Prime is that we already pay for all the interest up front. So there's nothing, there's no way around it. Now, you know, even if you did the Seattle Prime for the next 3, 4, or 5 months, it still doesn't matter if you do a refinance or not because it doesn't really help us out because we're still paying for the penalty fees. So you get what I'm saying, right?
I understand what you say, but my goal is just like treat you the right way and give you some options. So there's multiple ways to look at this file, and I guess the question is it all comes down to need. That's what I tell my customers. Look, at the end of the day, I'm not here to pressure you. I don't have it in me, so there's a few different options, and I'm going to shoot you an email this evening. Once I'm done with my meeting, then we'll go over everything. So the first option is doing nothing, like just waiting until your Seattle Prime loan gets paid off or goes lower. No big deal. I'm not here to pressure you guys. The second option is doing a refinance. And the issue that you have is, hey, look, you borrowed $100,000 from Seattle Prime, right? You had to pay them $120 back in the fee. Okay, that loan is about 6 months old, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so if you want to look at it, you've got $10,000 of interest remaining, and what you're telling me, which a lot of people say is, hey, Ruben, if I pay off this loan, I'm getting screwed over 10 grand, correct?
That is correct.
Correct, perfect. So here's my response and how I view things, because like I said, I'm just here to make you happy and run your business. What are you guys going to be using this money for?
Just for cushion, just in case.
Okay.
And for construction.
Okay. How much of this is going to construction?
That, I don't know, to be honest with you, but my mom would like to have cushion money. That's what it is.
Okay, cushion money. Perfect. So, here's the... Go ahead.
If you could get us $100,000, that would be way better. You know, just make her happy, but... You know, if you don't think this is going to come up next week, then I guess we'll have a choice to do this one, then.
Well, so there's a lot of... What I'm going to do is you can think of me as like an insurance company. If you go to an insurance company, they're supposed to act in the best interest of you. They're not supposed to act in the best interest of their insurance. So I'm going to give you all these different options, and you're going to tell me, hey, this, or this, and there's pluses and minuses. But let me kind of explain it before I send you an email this evening. Yes, you are. The way that a merchant cash advance or a business loan works is you're committing to a stream of payments. And a lot of people get hung up. And a lot of people get hung up on the idea where they say, "Well, look, I'm kind of screwed over if I don't prepay this interest." So let me give you some ideas and options. I am not a fan of what's called a second position loan. And that basically means when you're doing a loan above your contract. Technically, it's a violation of your contract with Seattle Prime, I would guess. Usually they are. But these loans are really expensive. How expensive? Let me give you an idea. If you do one of these loans over 6 months, you'd borrow $100,000, and over 6 months, you'd pay back 30 grand. They're really, really expensive loans because they're considered really, really high risk. And you guys really aren't a super high risk business. Personally, I don't agree with the program if you want to know the honest truth. I think it's something that desperate people do, and I don't think it's appropriate for your situation, okay? That doesn't stop me from telling you about it. It's just the truth. So when you talk about it, can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I can hear you perfectly.
When you talk about a refinance, so the question you're asking is, hey, look, I owe 10 grand, you know, I owe 10 grand, you know, why should I prepay this, you know? Basically, it's kind of screwing me over. So the answer that I have is this. If you need money for construction, at the end of the day, you prepaying this loan to them is not going to kill you if you want the money.
Yeah, I understand.
And a lot of people, like, look, at the end of the day, I had an awesome $225,000 loan for you guys, but it ended up not working. So here's my thought process and what I would think. So the first thing is this. You have a loan. I'm going to send you over the details. I'm going to send you over the details either this evening or first thing on Monday. I'd probably rather do it. I'm going to send you some info. Do you mind if I just send you a full detailed email on Monday morning? Would that be okay?
Well, we need to get the funds by at least middle of Tuesday.
Okay. So what I'm going to do,
recommend?
If that's what you guys need to do, and there's some conditions on this loan, I will send you an email that goes over this loan on Monday. If you guys are interested, we can do it. I think it's something where it makes sense and it solves an issue. Now, this loan, just you know the way it works, is very similar to the Seattle Prime loan in that it's a commitment of payment. So there's really not like interest forgiveness if you pay off, but it solves the issue of getting you guys. You're getting about $93,000. And the most important thing here is the following with these loans. The most important thing is this. Are you getting enough money? That's number one. And number two, are you getting enough money for it to make sense? And by that, I mean those are two separate issues. If you're getting $20,000, that doesn't do anything for you. Are you getting enough money for it to make sense? And then the third most important thing is this. What is happening to your payment? So let me walk you through this. Let's say you didn't pay off Seattle Prime. Let's just say you got a second position loan. So you're paying about $2,700 per week, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm going to send you an email. You'll probably get it at like 9 o'clock or first thing tomorrow morning, just so you know, depending on when I get home. But if you did one of these... These second position loans are just, they're outrageous. I can't stress that as much. So if you did a second position loan for 100 grand over 6 months, yeah, you're not going to have to pay off that $10,000 in interest. But guess what your weekly payment's going to be? It's going to be 5 grand plus your Seattle Prime loan. So now, instead of spending $2,700 a week, you're spending $2,700 plus $5,000, you're paying $7,700 a week. That's a lot of money. It's very, very hard to support. If you get a loan like this basically gives you a tremendous amount of capital. It gives you a tremendous injection of capital. The loan doesn't go under your personal credit. It goes under business credit. But your daily draw on this loan, it's not going to change your weekly expense from $2,700 to $7,700. It's going to change your weekly expense by, off the top of my head, less than $1,000. So you're getting almost double the loan size, but you're not doubling your payment. And that's like to me the most important thing is basically saying, hey, look, since this is a short-term product, this is not a 5-year or 10-year loan, this is not an equipment loan, this is a 15-month loan, does it get you enough money, which it sounds like it does, without really crazy going up your payment? So let me shoot you an email. Just give me some time. I'm going to be done with my meeting. Like I said, your needs are most important. But I think this is the way to go because it gets you what you guys need.
Now, quick question. Let's say that we do it on Monday. So does that mean we'll get the funds on Tuesday or no?
I think basically, so what are the conditions? So they need a driver's license. Okay, I have that. Your most recent processing statement. I have that. It says most recent tax return. I have your 2014. Have you guys filed for 15 or no?
I don't think so.
Okay, so the condition is they want your most recent tax return, the 2015 tax return, and year-to-date financials. So I just get an extension, and your accountant brings up your profit and loss and balance sheet. That takes 2 minutes on QuickBooks. Avoided check, I have that. Your payoff letter for Seattle Prime, I have that, and a copy of your Social Security card. So I could have you guys sign documents on Monday, send it in for funding Monday. Yeah, and I think if you're ready to rock and roll, I think we could, if we clear all these conditions, I think we can get the funds in your account by Tuesday morning, if not even Monday afternoon.
Okay, so, and you still spoke to the person that was on the plane, have you?
They got off, they spoke to me. Basically, they're capping at 176,600. I'm basically knowing when to poke them with the stick and not. What I'm going to do is, I'm going to send you an email. I'm going to basically give you guys the best pricing on this program I can. Not because necessarily we need to, but we want to make sure we're giving you guys the best possible deal. So while I can't play with the loan amount, I've already played with the loan amount. This loan should really, they're saying it should be approved for 150, and they're bumping it up to 176.6. So essentially, in my opinion, we're like, we're close.
We're playing with fire now, and I understand.
You're not playing with fire. The most important thing with this loan is this, is explaining to the customer. I'm going to send you an email this evening, if not tomorrow, probably tomorrow morning. We'll go over all the conditions. You can call me anytime. I'm working tomorrow. Once I get those conditions cleared, I'll work on this for this weekend, and I'll try to get you loan documents Monday morning. I start my day at 5:30 a.m. Pacific time, so I can make sure your file is the top priority.
Sounds good. I'll let my mother know, okay?
Cool, and I'll shoot you an email and let me know what you think, okay, brother?
Sounds good. And quick question.
Sure.
Do you go to car meets or no?
I wish I had a chance.
You wish you had a chance? I was going to say, my friend does one of our car meets. He does the Canyon runs. And if we ever do our San Diego runs, I was invite you and see if you're interested.
Give me 1 second, please. Give me 1 second.
Hello? Sure. Who is this? I'll have to call you back.
I'm sorry about that.
Honestly,
I wish I could. I appreciate the invite. Let me get your funding wrapped up, and yeah, I'd love to hang out. It'd be fun.
And plus, my mother would like to meet you, too.
Okay, so, man, I just want to work as hard as possible for you guys. I know it's a complex transaction, but I'm trying to do my best here. Did you hear back, by the way, from the JJ Holdings people or no?
Right now, I forgot to ask my mother. I totally forgot about it. After the track event, I just totally forgot about everything. Sorry about that.
Not a problem, man. You'll get an email from me probably around like 6 a.m. tomorrow, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
You got it, man. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.